ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
इदं मम आचक्ष्व तव आदिमूलम् वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि कालेन वा ते बलिनां बलीयसा सुरक्षितम् किम् प्रीतम् अम्ब सौभगम् इदं मम आचक्ष्वत्वाधिमूलम् वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि कालेन वा ते बलिनां बलीयसा सुरक्षितं किं हृतं नम्ब सौभगम् इदं मम चक्ष्वत्वाधिमूलम् वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि कालेन वा ते बलिनां
बलीयसा
सुरक्षितं किं हृतमम्ब सौभगम्
This
Mama unto me, Achakshva, kindly inform, Tava, your Ati Mulam, the root cause of your tribulation. Vasundare, the reservoir of all riches. Yena, by which Vikarishvitasi, reduced to such to much weakness. Kalina, by the influence of time. Va, or Te, your Balinam, very powerful. Baliyasa,
more powerful.
Surachitam, adored by the demigods. Kim,
weather.
Pritam, taken away. Amba,
mother.
Sobhagam,
fortune.
Translation. Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods.
Time is very far. Another place in Srimad Bhagavatam is said, Kalena sarvatra bhagiranam hasa tasri vahita prajateta kovida nalabhate dan bhamatam parajada tallabhate dukha bhadanna tasukham Kalena sarvatra bhagiranam hasa. So, in due course of time, everything happens. That is the nature's law. When I was also a child, I was looking very beautiful. But, Kalina, in due course of time, I'm now old man, young man. Nobody likes. So this is the influence of time. Influence of time. So influence of time will act. He cannot change it. Influence of time, that is nature's law. Prejita gunoi mama maya, that is maya's strength. How can check? It is not in your power. So this is another question by Dharmaraj to Madhavas, whether you are now in civilization by the influence of thought. Surachitam king hitamattu sovaram. So we should remember, sovhagam, opulence, can be taken away in due course of time. You cannot take it. Suppose in America, you are all fortunate. You have got very nice roads, very nice cars, very nice skyscraper building, government, food, everything. Very nice. But in due course of time, everything can be taken. You cannot take it. Shastra says, therefore, Pasyaiva heta prajapeta povita. Everything will be taken away. Ultimately, distress. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You can find out somebody who has. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. In due course of time, death will come. And it will take everything what it possesses. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. That death is Krishna.
Mrityu sarva harasya aham udbhavasya bhavishyatam yeti shri vachanarinam smriti medha didikshama. I am all devouring death, and I am the generator of all things yet to be. Among women I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience.
So, Krishna is acting everywhere by his energy. This kala, this time is also another form of Krishna. Just like Krishna has got various forms. Advaita yachchiti anadi ananta rupam. Advaita, one, without second. Achyuta does not fall. That is the difference between Krishna and us. We are part and parcel of God, Krishna. But Krishna is achyuta. He does not fall down. We fall down. This is the difference. The example is, just like the fire, big fire, and the sparks, they are also fire. The quality of big fire and the small sparks of fire, they are the same. Therefore, qualitatively, we are one with Krishna. As Krishna has got propensities, we have got also propensities. Krishna has got creative power, we have also got creative power. In this way, compare anything in minute quantity. Krishna has got independence, full independence. We have got independence, but not full independence. But we have got independence. That is the difference. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. Krishna has got various forms. But his real form is Krishna. God has got many forms, but the original form is that playing on flute, cut in three places, with Barahavatam Sumasitam Madhasandarangam, with a feather on the head. These are Vedic description of Krishna. It is not an artistic paint, but it is taken from the Vedic literature. What is the original form of Krishna? Govindamadi Puritam Tamang Vajam. That is the original form. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Rupam. Ananta Rupam. Ananta Unlimited. Unlimited. It is described in the Shastras how unlimited, just like in a big river, you sit down around the ocean. If you count the waves, is it possible? There's no possibility. But there are waves, always 24 hours going on. But if you want to count that, it is not possible. That is this guy. Just like the waves of river or not satiated. If you find the Pacific Ocean in your front, the waves are constantly coming, it is never satiated. So Krishna's incarnation is also like that. Incessantly coming one after another, one another. So, ananta rupa, how many rupa, how many forms we have seen Krishna? No, that is not possible. So the conclusion is, all these forms, iti, all these, cha amsa kala. Amsa means plenary portion, not personal. Amsa and kala means portion of the portion. Just like first of all Krishna, then his next expansion is Balaram. His next expansion is Sankarsana. Next, Anuruddha. Pradyumna. Sankarsana Anuruddha Pradyumna. In this way, next expansion Narayan. Then from Narayan, another quadruple expansion. Pratumna, Aniruddha, Sankarsana. Then Mahavishnu, the origin of this material creation. Jakkarana Namujali Bhajati Smajugo. Nidyamananta jagadanda roma kuma. Jak karunana pajali bhajatisma jhugam nidyamanantam. That is Mahavishnu. Jatsaitami shushita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha. So, from its beginning, nostril, ananta, unlimited number of potential universe are coming and excelling in it and unlimited going within. This is Mahavishnu. This Mahavishnu is also plenary portion of Krishna. Just say the nishakita karma thavanam jivanti loma vilaja sabanana. So many things are described in Brahma Samhita. But still he is achyuta, anadi. He has no cause. He is causeless. Sarvakarana karana. He is the cause of everyone. But he has no cause. Anadi, ananta. Advaita achyuti anadi, ananta rupa. Adyam Purana Purusam. He is the original person. Purana, very old, must be very old. Because everything, Janmadasya Jataha, from him everything has come. Therefore Purana means old. Nutana and Purana. Nutana means just very recently, and Purana means very old. So we are also old. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find this verse, Nitya Sastratayam Purana, Nahannate Hannamani Sarire. Do you remember any one of you? This verse from Bhagavad Gita. But you don't read. So I am writing all these books simply for selling, not for reading. This is not good. If somebody asks you, you are so much eager to sell your books, do you read your books? Then what do you say? No, sir, you don't read, you sell only. Or Guru Maharaj writes and you sell. That is not good business. You must read. Why am I writing so many books? Not a single moment wait. If you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, don't lose even a single moment. That should be the first determination. Abhattha kalasyam, Rupa Goswami says. Forget sleeping, eating, anything. This is all material necessities. If you increase these things, then you cannot make any progress in spiritual life. Therefore we say, no illicit sex, no intoxication. You are already intoxicated. Why you are increasing intoxication? This maya means intoxication. Pishasi paile janamo pichami, this very person that is ghostly haunted. He calls his father by illness. He cannot recognize even his father. So, all of us, we are already under the clutches of maya. That is the position of intoxication. And again, intoxication. So, what is your condition? So, therefore, the quality. First of all, whatever intoxication you have already got, just try to cure it. Don't increase it. Everything, the physical necessity is met, we have already got it. But it is meant for decreasing, not increasing. Pravittire sang bhutana nirvitte su mahapalam. We have got general tendency. Loki bhavayami samadva seva. Everything is there in the sadhu. Nityasu jantu. Jantu means living entities. So, it is eternally existing. Loki, babaya, sex, intercourse, amisha, eating, non-fruital things. Amisha means which is not fruits and vegetables. Meat, fish, egg, they are called amisha. And they are called viyamisha. Niramisha means fruits, vegetables, meals, food grains, sugar, these are niramisha. And eggs, fish, meat, and so many other things. They are called amisha. So amisha means these things, seva, eating. And bhavaya means sex life. Loki, bhavaya, amisa, madda, intoxication. It is not that Vedic civilization did not know how to eat meat and how to drink liquor. It is all no. But that's why don't eat. It is not that they are unknown. Now it is discovered by scientific and mahasya. Nitya. Loke, bhavayami samadva seva, nitya astu, nitya yosti, it is there. It is not that because one is not educated how to use sex life, nobody requires education. It is automatic. But people are now very much advanced in understanding sex life. So many books, Pride Philosophy, this philosophy, as I said, this is already there. What is the need of philosophy? Without your rational philosophy, everyone knows how to use sex life. But they are thinking this is advancing. Nityasa, this is already there. Who was speaking yesterday? Jayati. That his niece, 7 years old, she is also dating. So this is already there. So to increase is no credit. To decrease is credit. That is credit. Nityasa. It is already there. Pravitti resham bhutanam. Bhutanam means of all living entities. Among the ants, they are very intoxicant. Therefore they find out sugar. The all kinds of liquor preparation is made from sugar. You know that? Sugar is fermented with acid and then distilled. It becomes liquor. And the ants are very much fond of sugar. You give up one piece of sugar candy, then the news is immediately spread. And all the ant class will go there. Here it is. Yes. Gold rush. So every living entity has got a tendency for a certain class of things. Especially sex and eating non-vegetarian things. If you eat non-vegetarian fruits and grass and grains, you will not eat more than you require. That is nature. You eat only what is needed by yourself. You cannot eat more. That is very good. If you don't eat, atyahara prayasasta pradalpa niyamagra, atyahara, eating more than needed, is against spiritual life. Atyahara prayasasta pradalpa niyamagra, everything is there. Rupa Goswami has said. Atyahara means eating more than, or eating enjoying, more than. We require, ahara nidra vayamanta, we require, little everything. They remain without dress, even in the severest type of cold. They remain without dress, sitting, only smearing the body with some ashes. They will take bath in the morning and cover the body with ashes, not very thick, but you sit down whole day and night and chant Hare Krishna. No endeavor for food. If food comes by God's grace, they eat, otherwise no. They will not go anywhere. Completely dependent. If God gives them, otherwise we shall not endeavor. This is our first endeavor, where to eat, where to live, where to sleep, where to have sex life. This is our all endeavor. And they stop all this endeavor. That is spiritual life. Stop everything. That is gone. And I'm going in a secluded place and thinking how many women I have hunted. What is the nonsense? And showing I have become very much advanced. I'm leader. And my leading is I'm thinking of women, that's all. And money. This is not spiritual life. This is all cheating. Dhokhavad. They call it dhokavas. Cheaters. Don't be cheaters. Krishna knows whether you are cheaters or you are sincere. If you are sincere, then it will give you intelligence. How is nectar? Tesam satatajittaram. Find out this one. Tesam satatajittaram bhajatam kritipurvatam. Buddhi yogam dadami aham jivamam jyantite. To whom he gives direct instruction. Sadhavivittana, while he is 24 hours busy in his service. 24 hours, satata. Satata means, read it.
Tesham satata yuktanam hachitam priti purvakam sadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give
the understanding by which they can come to me.
Yes. Mr. Krishna is using who? He knows whether they were citta or whether they were sincere. So therefore he says, those who are sincere and 24 hours engaged in my service, I give them intelligence. What kind of intelligence? As he may come back to me, that kind of intelligence. Back, because that is our aim, back to home, back to Godhead. So, Krishna is prepared to help you, Paramatma. Sarva, in another place it is said, Sarvastra Chaham Ririkan Nivishtha. Read the Bhagavad Gita thoroughly and be sincere to make your life successful. Don't be cheater. Read and follow and Krishna will help you. This life. Don't expect another life to be there. Is it guaranteed human life? Somebody asked me. Even if it is guaranteed, why should you take the chance of another life? Finish this business in this life. Take help from Krishna. Take help from books, take help from a spiritual master. Why another life? Another life, suppose you get another human life, it is guaranteed. You will fall down again. So my Guru Maharaj used to say that finish all business in this life. Namo chayadha samupita mrittum. Finish this business of birth, death, old age and disease in this life. You can do that. This is our main business. Not to make arrangement for eating, sleeping, making and depending under different gods, under different pretexts. That is not our business. Our main business is therefore the kalena sarvatra gavira samosa. They have to say kalena ba balina balya. Kal time is very powerful. In time everything can be done. In time he can become very happy and in time he can become very distressed, very much distressed, unhappy. And time can give. And time is also Krishna. Kala rupe. When you find in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter, just now forget. Who are you? With Virat Rupa, the universal form, seeing what you said, who are you? So he says that I am in the Kala Rupa, in the form of time now. I have come to kill you all of you. So that for our business should be that this life should be utilized only for complete Krishna consciousness. No other business. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. And it is not very difficult. Not at all difficult. Chaitanya Sadhari. But it is difficult, it is very difficult to chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. Those are not accustomed, they become mad simply by chanting. It is not that easy. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. So now I shall go in secluded place and chant Hare Krishna. It is not possible, sir. It requires great advancement of spiritual life when one can concentrate in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It is not so easy. Therefore, for new fights, we must have many engagements. In the neophyte stage, if you try to imitate the enhanced state, then it will be simply ludicrous. In the neophyte stage, we must be always engaged. Krishna has got different venues of rendering service. You can start Krishna. In so many ways. Karmana manushavata itavat janmasaphalam dihinam indrishu. Karmana manushavata siyam asharit. Siyam asharalam sada. Karmana manushavata. We have got three venues. By working, karmana, by thinking, manasa, karmana, manasa, vacha, and by speaking, we can do things. Karmana, manasa, vacha. So, this three-danda sannyas means there are four dandas. One danda is the symbol of his person. And the other three dandas, they are a symbol of his body, mind, and speeches. This danda means, perhaps you know, do not know, right on this. So, karmana, this danda means, I have taken now vow to engage myself in whatever assets I have got. So, I have got my assets. I can work with my body, I can work with my mind, and I can work by speaking. So, Sridhanda Sannyas means one who has devoted his life, means his activities, his body, and his speech. That is Sridhanda Sannyas. Anyone who has devoted his mind, his body, and his speeches for the service of the Lord, he is sannyasi. Sannyasi does not mean simply changing the dress and thinking otherwise. No. Sannyasi, anyone, it does not matter whether the dress is changed or not. If one is fully engaged by his body, mind, and words, such sannyasi anāsita karma phalam kādyam karma karotiya sa sannyāsī Krishna says. Who is sannyāsī? Anāsita karma phalam. I shall speak for Krishna. What profit is there? No matter what is profit, I shall speak for Krishna. That's all. Sa sannyāsī Krishna says, this is my duty. Kajam. Kajam means duty. This is my duty. To speak for Krishna only. That's all. I am not going to speak anything. He is a sannyasi. Anāsita karma. Now, if you engage some lawyer to speak for you in the court, immediately bring him $2,000. You charge. But a sannyasi will speak 24 hours for Krishna. No expectation of service. That is sannyasi. 24 hours engaging the body for Krishna's work. He is a sannyasi. 24 hours thinking of Krishna. He is a sannyasi. This is sannyasi. No other business. Anāsita karma phalam kājyam karma. Everyone is working for his personal benefit. How much money I shall get? How much name and fame and reputation I shall get? For his personal profit. That is material. That is material. As soon as you work for your personal benefit, that is material. And as soon as you work for Krishna's benefit, that is material. That's all. This is the distinction between material and spiritual. Everything in relationship with Krishna. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is very scientifically authorized. Try to understand Krishna, who has got so many inclinations, don't waste a single moment. Kale. And Chanakya Pandit, the moral is a spectrum. It's not spiritual in the moral, but he has said that Ayusha Chanayakopi Nalambha Sarnakotihi. One moment of your life, if it is wasted, without any profit, just imagine how much loss you have suffered. Because you cannot get back one moment of your life again, even if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars. That you cannot get back. 1974, 19th January passed. You cannot get it back again. If you owe any rich man comes further, please get me back again. 1974, 19th January. No, sir, that is not possible. Any price you offer, it is not possible. Just imagine, if we waste our time, how much loss we have suffered. We calculate loss and gain. So, don't waste time. Kala. Kala is very... Yoga system means to save time. The whole process, mechanical process of yoga, mystic power, means to save time. We have got a limited duration of life. Suppose one is destined to live for, anyone, but nobody goes to live for 100 years. Say 70, 80, 60 or something like that. Gradually it is reducing, and it will reduce 20 to 30 years. That is the duration of life. Because people are becoming more and more sinful. So, that is fixed up. A body is given to us by the superior power, and the duration of life is also fixed up. Even the greatest scientist, he cannot increase a moment's time for his life. That's not possible. A moment's life. Professor Einstein was a great scientist, but he could not find out any means that instead of living for, say, 80 years, he could live 8 years one day. No, that is not possible. That is not possible. Your destiny, duration of life fixed up. And how it is fixed up? The machine is breathing. Machine is breathing. It's like the clock goes on, tick, 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 tick. As soon as it tick, tick, clock, and holding it down. Similarly, our breathing is going on, tick, 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 tick. The fixed time. It's like you wind your clock. So that winding is held tick, tick for a certain duration of time, say 24 hours. Similarly, there is winding in our life, the spring. That tick-tick means is breathing. So if you, breathing exercise means, if you can stop breathing, then you increase your life. That is called samadhi. No more breathing. That is where Vedic, yogic success. Stop breathing. There are yogis, perfect, not this gymnastic wala. No. Real yogis. They can remain without breathing. Particular. That means the day he does not breathe, so much time saved, he increases his life. Suppose daily, if he stops breathing for 3 hours, that means daily he saves 3 hours time. So in 100 years, so much time. So in this way, the yogi can live for 300 years, 400 years, 600 years. He still has a yogi. So this is called yogic success. So call to control. You cannot control time. Just like if you have got $100, if you deposit in a bank, you will get some interest, but you cannot make without any endeavor $200. No, that is not possible. But if you don't spend it, then the $100 remains. Similarly, your duration of life is there, and it is being wasted by bleeding. If you can control the bleeding process, then your life can be increased. This is yogi. But after all, we are under the full control of time. Kalena sarvatra bhuviyo. That is explained here. Kalena vati bulinamaniya. Very, very strong. There is no power. Your so-called scientific power, you cannot struggle against the influence of time. So save time. Save time, another process is, save time, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then the time is not lost. Time is not lost. Hare Krishna mantra, read, go, Krishna, go. Any moment, any time, you spend for thinking of Krishna, working for Krishna, chanting for Krishna, eating for Krishna, dancing for Krishna, that time is saved. That time is saved. Therefore it is recommended. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi Kalam. Kalam Nasri, Unasri. Otherwise, by yoga practice, still not how many men can actually practice yoga? It is all fast. This is possible. Even a child can take part. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare But there's something better in Islam, diverting our attention always. Pay little more. In Bengal, it is Shastarthi Navastha. If you purchase something cheap, it will always give you trouble. Better spend once, costly things, nice things.
Any question?
Yes.
Were Lord Jesus in pure Krishna consciousness?
But these are old first time scholars. What is that? Huh? What is that question?
Was Lord Jesus in pure Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Yes. He also taught about God. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. So why Jesus, anyone, speaks, but one must know there are diseases. Let's try touchment. Somebody knows to some extent, other knows to some extent, other knows to some extent. Or somebody understands to some extent. Krishna consciousness means complete understanding of Krishna. Just like there are states. If you want to go to the 104th floor, there are so many states. So everyone is going, aiming to that 104th floor. But one has covered 10 states, one has covered 20, another 100, like that. The aim is the same, but you cannot say that one who has already covered 100 states is as good as one who has covered 2 states. There is that difference. Here is a person who has covered only 2 states. Here is another person who has covered 50 states. Here is another person who has covered 100 states. Suppose you have to fulfill 500 states. See, proportionately, that is the position. But the states are already there. So any religious system, it doesn't matter whether it is Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mahavajan religion, it is the question of how the followers are covering the states. We are going on the same staircase, but in the postana, the ultimate success is, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai punsan paro dharma jato bhakti radho khadi. The highest perfection is that when you understand God and you are in love with God, that is success. You are in love with God. It doesn't matter how you have learned to love God, either Christian religion or Hindu religion or whatever. But if you have got that success, that you have learned how to love God, then your life is successful. Then there are different stages of the loving platform. And when you love Krishna as Radharani did, that is not possible, but to, that is the aim, and that is the highest path. But the beginning is love. How you are in love with God. So Santa, Dasa, Sokha, Vatsala, Madhuj. So unless you come to that, if you love these material things, then you should know that you are not in love with God. If you are in love with God, then you forget material love. That is the test. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatasya. Bhakti, love of Godhead. This symptom is that he is no more in love with material things. That is the test. He cannot, it's like he cannot love two persons. That is divided. One love concentrated, that is perfect love. Similarly, another example is given that we are all hankering after love. Because we do not find whom to love, therefore we place our love in cats and dogs. We love a dog. Anyone who has no other object to love, no children, no family, no wife, all that, keep a cat, keep a dog. But love is there. So that love is reserved for Krishna, for the Supreme Personality of God. So more we learn how to love the Supreme Lord. And that is perfection. Savai punsan paro dharma. And what kind of love? Ohi tuti of prasihata. That love is not motivated. That I want this thing, therefore I shall love. Here in this material world, the so-called love, lust, is motivated. I get so much sense gratification, therefore I love a boy or a girl. That is not love, that is lust. Love means without any motive. Without any motive. Or he took it. And that love cannot be checked by any material impediments. Ohi tuki apratir, jayatma sampratirati. If you can reach that love of Godhead, then you feel love and so fortunate. Otherwise you remain unfortunate. So love is there everywhere. Even in cats and dogs love, that love. But the perfection is when you actually find out the person to love and you actually do it, that is what.
Prabhupada, you stated that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the warriors who were dying in the presence of Krishna, they all gained liberation. So I'm wondering, each one of us has within our heart also the representative of Krishna. So when we die, why is not everyone the
Krishna? But he has no sense of Krishna. They have no sense of Krishna. And actually do not die. That is another. This death means, that is described in the Bhagavatam. Those who die before Krishna, they attain their original position, sarupa. Sarupa. That is real success. Otherwise, there is no death. It is not death. When our body is destroyed, that does not mean we are dead. You are spirit soul, I am spirit soul, every one of us. But we have no death. That is another illusion. This so-called death, it is not death. Dhiro, one who knows, one who is sober, he knows that this man, or this boy, or this father, and mother is dying. He is not dying. The hunter prati, he is just changing another body. He is changing. So actually we have no death. To change our body. So, we are accepting this change of body as death. That is another illusion. One is sober, he is not real. He knows that, suppose we are sitting here. We are sitting here and after a few minutes we shall go out. That does not mean we are dead. We are in this apartment, we go to another apartment. Tathādeyahantarapta. Similarly, nobody dies. It is change of body, from this body to another. So, we have no death. This is illusion. So what is your question?
Well,
it's interesting
that we have Krishna within our heart, so
Krishna, why within heart? Krishna is everywhere. Andantarastham paramanute antarastham. He is within the atom. Antat bahi. Kunti, pray, we have. So, man, do not read, but Kunti's prayer that Krishna, you are within and without, present, but nobody can see you. This is Krishna's position. Krishna is within you also, and Krishna is without, but we do not see Krishna. The example is, nato nato dharo jatha, nato. A dramatic player is dancing on the stage and his son or relative is seeing, he cannot understand that he is dancing. He is dancing before him, but because he is dressed in such a way that he cannot understand, oh, he is my brother or father or dancing. No. So, therefore, this example has been given. Nato nato dharo jatha. Krishna is everywhere. But because nato nato dharo jatha, we cannot understand. This is our position. That requires knowledge. Krishna is everywhere. Not only within, he is everywhere. Andantarastham paramanutayantarastham govindamadi gurusam tamam bhaja. So Krishna can be seen only by person who has developed love for Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is everywhere, everyone is seeing, but he cannot see. That is the reason.
So all these warriors on the battlefield, they were all Krishna conscious? So all these warriors on the battlefield, they were all Krishna conscious? Is that correct?
Yes. At least for the time in the news that Krishna has come. Suppose a prominent man comes in a big meeting. Is not everyone at conscious of that person?
Does that mean that the spirit soul has the shape of the body that is accommodating you?
Yes, we have got say, very minute say, that you cannot see, you cannot measure. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Anumayama, what is it? You cannot use that. What is it? What is it? Aprameyam. Aprameyam. You cannot use that. But it has a form. How? What is the length and breadth of that form? And that is not in your power. In your power, but not material. That is, if you have a spiritual power, then you can measure. And that measurement is also given in the shastra. What is that? That 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Here is a very small point. And divide it into 10,000 parts. That one part is the major magnitude of this one. Jiva bhava sabhigya sa anantaya kalpate. Everything is there. But you have no eyes to see how to see 1/10,000 portion of the top of the hair. You cannot see even the original top of the hair. Everything is there. We must have eyes. So Krishna is also there. Premanyana kirita bhakti vilochanena santat sadaiva vidaya sullavi. As you were saying, Krishna is within the heart, but who is seen? Is it seen by the yogis, bhakti yogis? Because he has got love for Krishna. A bhakta is always seen. Krishna is with me.
My body is shaped like his body?
Yes. He has got hands and legs and everything. That is body. Form means hands and legs. Not without form. The same example. Because I have got my form, therefore my dress, this body is described as dress. The dress has got two hands. Just like a coat has got two hands. Actually, coat, the cloth has no hands legs. That is impossible. But because you have got your hands, your coat has assumed the hands. So this material dress, these hands and legs are there because originally your spirit soul, we have got hands and legs. This is the proof that you are not formless with form. Because this body has been described as dress, outward dress, different dress. Just like we are, somebody white, somebody yellow, somebody black, somebody. This is dress. But actually, his spirit soul, we are one. It is by dress we are fighting. You are English man, I am German, I am this, I am Indian, I am that, I am man, I am woman. So many fighting. On account of this dress. So when you become dressless, that is the spiritual platform. When you become dressless, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatina nirmalam. When you are free from all this designation dress, we are now covered by this designation dress. I am India. I am American, I am English, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am... So many. We have created this, just like innumerable quantity or quality of dresses. Similarly, these are dresses. So the spiritual platform means sarvapadhim, when we become free from all these designations and fixed up in the understanding that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is the real position. Yes?
If you start a name, same form, half an alien, everything is equal, then is it not true that the devotee who worships the Lord in his temple or sings authorized songs, is that the same as the equal level as chanting the Maha Mantra?
Chanting Vaishnava songs on an equal level with Maha Mantra.
Yes. That is also, you first of all understand what is a Maha Mantra. He Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, the energy of Krishna, please accept me. This is the prayer. This is addressing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hara. Please, now I am engaged in this material service. Kindly accept me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. So a relationship, requesting something. So all these songs are like that. Requesting. Relationship. Therefore they are the same. Nibbandi Krishna Sambandi Vikkha Vijadhu. All right, chant Hare Krishna.